Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each episode, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, you cannot be deceived, but whenever someone tries to deceive you, you have to say out loud that they are deceiving you. Turns out my audience is fully willing to tell it like it is. Final results, 75% accept on Twitter, 100% accept on Facebook. This week's wish is for lovers of lairs and haters of knights. I wish I was a dragon. I'm joined by Paul JP and Tung Law to spit fire and burninate all the peasants and their thatch roof cottages. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Paul JP.
Hello.
And Tung Law.
Roar.
Ooh. Yeah. Which is hello and dragon, as we all know.
Do they roar? I don't even know.
Growl? It's a roar, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'd describe it with that word.
Okay.
And the wish we are breaking out down this time is, I wish I was a dragon. We're not talking pets here, guys. We're talking becoming the object of our desire. Mm-hmm. What is your guys' opinion and thoughts on dragons?
On dragons?
Being a dragon.
It's kind of a difficult discussion to broach because with other wishes, I wish I had this superpower, or I wish I had all this money, and what would you do with this kind of money? With this one, it's, what is your opinion of dragons?
Okay, well, let me try to rephrase this. If I were to say, thinking of all the dragons in pop culture, mythology, legend, and stuff like that, mm-hmm. who is your like epitome of dragon? If I say dragon, which dragon comes to mind the most? Like either a specific one or like a breed of dragon, like, you know, a specific universe's dragons. What is the key dragon to you?
Like the first one, Mushu. That's the one I think of from Mulan.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting choice.
But I have a question. I have a question because like some people at home might be like, well, actually, that's not our dragon. Like, are we talking about just blanket statement, this is a dragon? Because like there's differences between dragons and wyverns. And I'm not sure if we want to go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely don't want to go too deep into
yeah
that.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to kind of settle on our dragon first before we define our cost. Yeah, we're going to say, what is our dragon to us? So what are...
I'll say for my part, you know, I think Mushu is a dragon. I think he qualifies for sure. You know, he's not in his real size, I think, is one of the things he says. He has a real size.
Okay.
He just happens to be like a small little guy right now.
He's currently small, but
yeah.
Because technically Daenerys from Game of Thrones, I'm really nerding out over here. Her dragons are not dragons, but they call them dragons, and I'm totally cool with that.
And why wouldn't you classify them as dragons? What?
Because technically a wyvern are the bipedal dragon. Like they're the ones that we classically think of as dragons, but like a real dragon is more like snake-like and has like four legs.
What I would call is I call those Eastern and Western dragons, right? Because like in one tradition, you get more of the snake type, and in one version, you get more of the T-Rex with wings and fire version.
Well,
would you say Trogdor is?
Trogdor is the subclass of Burninator.
Because he was a man.
Yeah.
He was a dragon man.
But he's still kind of a dragon man. He's still kind of is.
Yeah. So when you take part beefy man and part dragon, then you can become a Burninator.
Okay.
Which I don't think this wish would apply to her. I don't think you can become a Trogdor.
Oh, boo. What are we even doing here?
Well, because he's not a dragon. He's a Burninator. And that's separate class.
I think that's just his name. He's Trogdor the Burninator. I don't think he's a Burninator. He's a dragon.
Okay.
In the song, he says he was just a dragon.
So when we do this,
we're unsure whether he was a man, a dragon man, or a dragon.
Maybe he was.
But we know that he is Trogdor. Yeah.
Do we just pick one dragon we want to be like, or one type of dragon, or like just like the like a template of a dragon? That's what we're thinking about right now.
I think we're trying to settle on what is necessary for a dragon. What defines a dragon to start with? So I'm going to say I don't think we have to define whether we'd be Eastern or Western. I think those both count as dragons to me, right?
Yeah. Well, lucky for you on my podcast. Now, I'm not trying to plug anything right away, but we did top five dragons.
Okay.
Like 20, 30 episodes ago. I forget.
And do you remember those off the top of your head?
I do, because I have it in front of me. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, no, that's helpful then. Go ahead. Top five dragons.
Okay. Well, I'll just give you the list. So number five was the dragon from Beowulf. Number four was Mushu. Number three was Falkor from The Neverending Story. Number two was Smaug from The Hobbit. And the number one was Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay.
All right.
And so let's think of something. Those guys all go in widely different sizes. So I don't think size of a dragon is a given.
Sizes, shapes, attitudes towards people.
Yeah.
Some of them are capable of speech.
Most of them were capable of speech. There was a couple that weren't, right? Only pretty much Toothless.
Toothless does not talk. You are right.
Yeah. I think all the other ones can speak, though.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of speech is defined. Yeah, you should have some sort of ability to fly, whether by wings or by magic.
Fire?
I would say elemental breath. I'll give you.
Okay, now elements. We're talking.
Now we're talking. Now we're getting into a little bit of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think that disqualifies you as being a dragon if you have ice breath or lightning breath or poison breath.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, then you're just a white, blue, or green dragon.
Yeah. Now let's take the stuff that we're going to say probably shouldn't count, that it comes in some versions of dragons and some don't. I feel like we probably shouldn't do the one where you can straight up shape shift into a human.
Some,
that feels like basically the, cheating on this dragons, wish, right?
Dragons. Yeah, they no Studio Ghibli type stuff. Because I think that happens.
Like, it's not just there. Like, in the legend from Overwatch, they turn into humans. In a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, they can shapeshift, basically become a human.
That Spyro fan fiction I read.
Yeah, that one, they had way more anatomy than they were supposed to.
Yep. Okay. I want to read that.
Witcher, the dragons could turn human. So.
Okay, yes. No transforming, because that's no fun. We want to permanently become a dragon. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So, you know what? I'll let you pick when you become a dragon. I'll let you pick your element, as long as it's an element that we've seen on a dragon before. And I'll even let you pick your size, because I feel like dragons come in a variety of sizes. I'll say you can pick when you transform.
Yeah, the one-time transformation.
Yeah, one time. You can't just constantly change your size, but you get one. You get to decide whether you want to be a big dragon or a Mushu, or maybe you want to be those really tiny dragons. Mm-hmm. They're like teacup dragons.
Pseudo dragons.
Pseudo dragon, yeah. Maybe that's how you want to do.
Are they called? I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. But those are like, are those really dragons? I don't know. Maybe we're getting into the weeds too much.
Is Ant-Man still a man? I say so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not taking away Ant-Man's ability to resize. We are taking away fine. The wishes.
I'm not sure if this even matters, but how long does it take to become a dragon, or is it just like puff?
Yeah, so if you take this wish, that will be instantaneous.
Okay. No, I mean, maybe drawn out
maybe we'll give you like a couple seconds to run outside, right?
Okay. All right. No, like 30, Sailor Moon transformation for dragons.
Make sure your door is unlocked. Make sure there's no one blocking the way, but like you want it. Yeah.
All right.
You don't immediately destroy your home as the genie grants this wish for you.
Okay. Fair.
What? Why do we want this? I guess this is a question I should ask before we go
what
further.
What do you mean, why do we want this? Dragons are cool.
I'm not saying they are. I want you to put into words for our audience. If they don't understand why we want to be dragon men.
Are we dragon men or are we dragons?
We are dragons. We are more dragon than we were once men, but now we are dragons because we're not losing our past. We are moving forward as a dragon.
Right. Well,
this is just the story of Trogdor.
It really is.
There's a lot of Trogdor in this story. I think that's not untrue or unfair to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just think dragons are awesome. I don't know. When I think about me as a kid and I think of like all the cool animals, quote unquote, I'm always like, yeah, dragons, cool animal. I want to see it at the zoo, you know, but never found one at the zoo yet. So it's just like one of these mystical creatures that I just want to run into one day. But like, look, you gave me the option to become one. So that's great.
And then every time you find a mirror, you get to run into a dragon.
Exactly. Or,
I mean, more realistically, a shiny pool of water.
Or gold, the gold reflecting, you know, my face.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I have seen Komodo dragons at the zoo. Does that count?
I don't think if you transformed into a Komodo dragon, that would be in the spirit of this wish. And also, why would that be what you wanted to do when you had the fire-breathing option?
I don't know.
It could be
like,
any dragon you want.
They don't have bills to pay. They don't have social obligations that they have to meet. They just get to sort of lounge around, and if anybody gets too close, you bite them and they get sick.
Doesn't that go for all dragons, though? I mean, other dragons have bills to pay.
Dragons absolutely have social obligations and like keeping track of their treasure hoard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you're inspiring me for my first cost already. Though I'm wondering, are we too early to move in that? Do we have more that we want to say good about the dragon before we move into coming up with our costs? Because
I don't know.
An idea now.
I will say that I am coming into today with an ironic cost already in mind.
You have one on the top of your mind. Okay, I want to hear that. Then.
I have one in my back pocket.
Okay.
All ready to go.
Then I'll let you go first, Paul. Paul, what would be your ironic cost? You get to become a dragon, but...
You get to become a dragon, but... you have to live your life as the plot of the song Puff the Magic Dragon, where you befriend a little boy named Jackie Paper, which is, you know, it's not a great name.
No,
but I'm sure he was a nice kid.
Is that really the name, Jackie Paper?
That's little Jackie Paper.
What? That's garbage.
There may be way more details to that song than I ever
loved that Dragon Puff. Remember. Well, I mean, the song goes on and it talks about, like, you know, he had his friend and he frolicked in the autumn mist, and we all know that. But, you know, in later verses, noble kings and princes would bow whenever they visit. Like, he's respected by nobility and monarchs. Pirate ships would lower their flags whenever Puff roars by the sea. Like, Puff is respected and possibly even feared. Just because his name is Puff, we think of him as this goofy sort of looking maybe like Elliot in Pete's Dragon a little
bit. Right.
Mm-hmm. But Puff is rad, and the story just kind of ends sadly because Puff can sort of live forever because he's magic. But Jackie doesn't live forever.
Yeah, it just basically says that the little boy grows old and dies.
Yeah,
and then he doesn't ever roar again because he's so sad.
That's
about
part
it.
Of the song.
It's not that Jackie Paper dies strictly.
Jackie Paper
verse,
comes no more.
Yeah, the verse says a dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. So I think implying maybe that Jackie Paper dies.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. So maybe it's just implying that he gets older. And then one gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar.
Okay.
And Puff gets sad later. So he lives...
Forever. You're getting forever living out of this. But
yeah, and
I
so
guess...
like eventually you'll get over it, and then the cycle will begin anew when you meet another little boy.
Okay.
Okay.
And maybe so dragons what you're forever? Pitching as the cost here, I want to make sure it's clear, because you're basically that you must always have a childhood... child friend
yeah, you have to have a little boyfriend
that will at some point outgrow you and never come back.
Yeah,
and you'll never see again.
Yeah,
like how long are the cycles? How long?
100 years.
What? Like, no, that's longer than a little boy should live. We're saying a little boy,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
is the little boy lives, dies, and you're sad for a while, and then later another little boy comes.
The song does really make it sound more like the boy leaves you and just never comes back when it grows old.
Yeah. And then you have to be sad in a cave for 100 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you have to be sad for 100 years after. I'm wondering, like, how much time do you actually get hanging out with your cool young boyfriend? Like,
probably not many
six
years.
6 to 12? Like, yeah. Like, yeah. You meet him when they're six and they.
Once he hits
you.
Puberty, well, he's over it.
Yeah.
I'll just say, like, if I had a friend who was a magical dragon who was respected by the rulers of the world, I wouldn't just like be like, you know, I'm too old to go hang out with Puff now. It's like, yeah.
Oh, I agree.
I'm
would
14
keep in touch.
And I want to play Morrowind and like chase tail. It's like, no, I want to hang out with this rad dragon. Jackie Paper was a fucking idiot.
I fully agree with that statement, Paul. Fuck Jackie Paper, but if we are invoking this story as the cost, as this curse, I think it is inevitable that they will outgrow you, even if they're an idiot for doing it. So we're saying, how many years do you get on, and how many years do you get of mourning? Because I think that's important to this cost.
Maybe 100 years is a bit too long if you're only getting to hang out with little Jackie Paper for 6 years.
Yeah.
The dragons live a long time, so that's okay, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're living forever.
You live forever, according
to you're in this perpetual cycle of child friend.
Child friend. So maybe, like...
Who then abandons you.
I think, like, maybe 10 years on and then 40 years off.
Okay.
So that sounds way, fair, you know, like 50 years, and then it's sort of a new cycle of kings and everybody to come and meet you, the great dragon.
Okay. I think that's a good way to put it for now. Cycle.
Yeah,
and
so
on,
you get like
40 off.
10 years of being like beloved the world over, and then 40 years of obscurity in a cave mourning.
I'm just sort of moping about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, do you think like yeah, you'd come out of the cave and you'd be like, oh, wow, look at this big dragon. And there's somewhere there's like this 50-year-old banker or whatever is like, oh, man, like that's my friend from when I was a kid.
I think it, every time it's going to be a new little boy stumbling across you, like in your cave in like jogging pants, who then inspires you to leave the cave again and finally like
jogging stop moving.
Yep.
Giant dragon jogging pants.
Oh, I thought you meant that's what the kid was wearing.
Oh, no. I'm saying like you're in a slovenly fashion is what I'm trying to imply.
Does the adult kid, now maybe this is too much, but does the adult kid forget about you after, you know, like when he's an adult, he comes, even if he stumbles upon you, he's just like, I forget, the memories are gone.
I think it's a little bit sharper if, oh, they remember. They just don't care anymore.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Like, it's not a magic they forget. They're just like, yeah, I don't really want to talk to Puff anymore.
Yeah, I don't hang out with dragons no more. Well,
yeah, that's, I mean, when I was a kid, sure, but like, no.
Yeah, we're
Puff,
adults.
Come
now.
On. I'm beyond Puff. I've moved beyond him. And now I guess they'd say Paul instead of Puff because that's how you do.
All the magic dragon.
I think that's a great one to start with, Paul. Tung, do you have something off the top of your dome, or should I go next?
I can make something up, I guess.
If you need another minute, I've got one.
No. Let's just go in, because I don't think I'll... we can workshop this together. I've been really stuck on this Dragon Ball Z thing in my head, because also when I think of dragons, I think of the big Shenron dragon. Everyone would recognize it if they saw the show.
Yeah,
you two know, right?
I know.
The Shenron, he was the dragon from Earth, and then there was...
Oh, then there's like Purunga and like all these other dragons and stuff.
Purunga was the created by the Grand Elder of Namek.
That's right. But Paul gets it.
But for those in the audience who might not be Dragon Ball fans, the Cliff's Notes of it would be, he's a dragon who is only ever shows up when summoned by someone who collected all the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, who collects all the Dragon Balls.
And then grants a wish.
And then one.
That's right. Place. All 7 Dragon Balls. And then they put a stipulation where you have to speak Namekian to awaken the dragon. So not English. You have to speak like alien, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or like a magic passphrase. Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Or if someone destroys one of the Dragon Balls, or if someone kills the guy who made the Dragon Balls, then the dragon becomes stone and dies.
Okay.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are you implying then that we would become a dragon, but we would only actually get to leave our lair when we are summoned?
Leave
someone
our balls.
Who collects leave dragon our balls? Balls?
Yeah, we don't even get a lair. We're stuck in these magical balls, and when they're all put together, we get summoned, and it's awesome because the clouds go dark and stuff, and there's lightning, and people just go, whoa, there's a fucking dragon above me.
Yeah, these dragons are enormous, so I cannot even begin to imagine how cramped it must be in those balls.
Also, as soon as they make their wishes and they're all done all their wishes, we go back in those balls.
Are we conscious? Like, is it nice in there, or what's going on in the balls?
I hope so.
I hope so too. They've never explored that in all of the Dragon Ball lore, which is there's a lot.
Yeah, there is so much. You feel like they could have spent one episode being like, hey, what's going on with the dragon?
I think the comics started in like the early 80s, so there's been almost 40 years of lore at this point.
It is still going. That's how popular this franchise is. Yeah. It's still going. And they never once care about the dragons in Dragon Ball Z or Super or whatever.
So, that feels like a pretty harsh cost to me. Like,
so
you only live when summoned to do one. Like,
Well, that's the thing. Because they didn't define the lore, maybe we can invent what's going on inside those balls.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe it's fine, but it's not particularly interesting. You know, a little pocket dimension place where you can live, and you're he doesn't ever seem like immediately hungry when he comes out or anything.
Nope. He seems just anytime he comes out, he's always kind of sassy. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like I get that way too if I spend too much time not around people. You know, like whenever I've spent time you know, either working too hard or just like not around friends, then when I am around friends, I don't remember quite how to interact and I get a little sassy.
Yeah, you're exactly like Shenron.
I'm very much like a dragon that way. And so maybe that's the explanation, is that like it's comfortable and it's fine, but it's not particularly interesting.
Yeah, I would say like it's not cramped in there. Like you can definitely move around in this pocket dimension. He is magic, basically can grant any wish. I assume I can grant wishes to just like satisfy basic needs that I need as a dragon, you know?
Yeah, I think the deal with the Dragon Ball dragons is that their power cannot exceed the power of the person who created the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like one of the first things they do is they collect all the Dragon Balls and they summon Shenron the dragon and say, can you destroy the Saiyans who are coming to conquer Earth before they even get here? And he's like, nah, man, I can't do that. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, what can you do?
And they literally use a wish on a pair of underwear in the original Dragon Balls. So, like, that's the type of wishes I want to grant for people.
So you, you're definitely, this feels like, yeah, you're turning into a wish granter here.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely Shenron's thing. I'm definitely a wish granter. I would say I have to grant the wish if they can say the words, no matter if it's within my power, for sure.
Right.
And yeah, there's the stipulations of like, if the elder guy dies, then I guess I die too. If someone breaks one of the Dragon Balls, the same thing happens. Mm. They have to collect all the Dragon Balls for me to come outside. Lots of harsh costs, but you know, Shenron looks cool, so I'm okay with it.
Okay, I feel like you're not convincing me to take this wish, but I think you have come up with an interesting cost. So okay, you've done phase one of your job at least.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try to workshop that a bit. Unless, Paul, you think you can, you know, tidy this up a bit to make this worthwhile.
Yeah, I guess it does all come down to defining what it's like while you're, you know, enjoying your downtime.
So yeah, maybe we'll give you that then. So like while you're in your ball,
yep,
you can still basically use your magic within that realm. Like you can't change the rest of the outside world, but if you want to make yourself a latte or a pizza or
yeah, that's what
bring
I mean.
Off a TV or whatever, you can do that. So it's living's pretty good in there.
Let's just say I can do whatever I want in my pocket dimension.
Yeah, sure. You just can't influence the world outside it.
That's right.
And every once in a while you get summoned and you have to do whatever some dummy found your balls yep, says.
Exactly. Does that sound better? I think that sounds better.
Sounds a bit better, yeah.
All right, yeah. All right. I'll take it.
All right, let me pitch you my idea. Dragons are famous for their hordes of treasure. So I think what I want to do is the cost is you get to be a dragon. You get to pick your size. You get to pick your breath. You're powerful. Basically immortal, other than if, you know, some really valiant knight happens to get that stab in right in your undercarriage. But you must grow your hoard every day, at least a little bit. Your hoard must every day be bigger than it was the day before at end of day. Otherwise, you die.
How much bigger?
Not particularly bigger, but it must be bigger than the day before in terms of, you know, I can't do in terms of value because then like the value of gold could change and that could screw you. But I'm saying like maybe in terms of weight of jewels, like you have to add a jewel to it.
Okay.
Or gold or a precious metal. And the weight has to increase every day.
So the hoard, it has to be treasure, right? Like objective, like kind of shiny, like what we just deem as like dragon treasure. Can't just be like dirt.
You can't just go get like a baseball card or a comic book and be like, okay, it's treasure.
What if it's like first edition?
That shit's so valuable. Yeah.
It is, but I'm feeling like we got to stay within the theme here. If it's like precious metals, precious gems, that sort of thing.
All right.
And it must grow in weight every day.
You're an old school dragon. We get it.
Old school dragon.
Oh, man, like that is really difficult. Like the only way to reasonably have that happen in today's day and age is to, as a dragon, like, move to Africa and...
You think I'm going to work the mine myself?
No. I mean, you're a dragon, and you're going to... I mean, have you ever seen the movie Blood Diamond? It's going to be a lot like that, but with a dragon.
With a dragon.
Okay.
I haven't, but... I mean, we've got mines here in Canada. I can stay local. There's gold mines here. I'm pretty sure. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's some diamond mines up north.
Move to Timmins and just add a bunch of copper to your...
And again, like, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to grow by much. So if I can convince people to just make offerings every day, like one ring dropped on the pile is fine.
Right.
I would have to worry about if someone ever stole from my hoard because I knew it was there, I would have to get it back by day's end or replace it by a similar amount suddenly. And that's me going on dragon rampages.
Okay. So how long do you have to say, like, enter your cave, I steal a bunch of stuff while you're sleeping. How long do you have before you just die?
Like I'm saying, basically 24 hours. It's got to be, I've got to get the value bigger by the next day.
Okay.
It's sort of a metaphor for capitalism and the struggle of eternal growth and how it's not fully sustainable, but otherwise I'm immortal and powerful.
You know, if there's one thing I love on a comedy podcast, it's metaphors for capitalism.
Yeah. Any other questions? I think I've got a system to it that makes sense. It's thematic.
What's your system in terms of getting the gold? Like, you're, as a dragon, you have to be the one grabbing it, or you can hire like minions or something. Like, can you like call up Adam Sandler from Uncut Gems to get you stuff?
Like, I mean, I could work a job still, as long as I get paid in precious metals and I make sure they pay me every day.
All right. Okay.
But like, I'm a dragon. Like, if I decide to take a job as a lumberjack, well, I can do like the same work of an entire crew in a single day with a single swipe. So if I say like, hey, I know this is a bit weird, but I would, as a dragon, like to be paid in precious metals every day. Please deliver it to this address. And I can swipe down a forest in one thing and be like, there's your lumber for a year. I feel like that's a fair ask.
You're putting families out on the street.
Well, my other idea was that I had to burn a thatch roof cottage every day because I was going after Trogdor. But I feel like this is probably better than that.
Yeah, this seems okay. If it's just a tiny little bit of like treasure every day, that seems like you can live for a good long while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we're talking literal treasure, I mean, how much in the year of our Lord 2021, how much treasure is lying around?
I mean, there's some rich people out there who have houses made of gold. I can just attack them every day, I guess.
Yeah.
See, Paul, then what? They give you all their stuff on that first day because they don't want to get killed.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, I just come back every day and be like, all right, I'm taking another ornament off your house.
Couldn't you like keep some of that treasure in like a shed and then like get one person to grab like a ring from that shed to your pile every single day and then you're good?
Yeah, I mean, if I can convince someone else to just do the payment slow, yeah, I should be fine. As long as they don't double cross me.
Hmm.
If all of that treasure is in that shed for the specific purpose of being tossed on your hoard, I feel like it's already part of your hoard.
Yeah, that is the tricky part of this, defining what's part of the hoard and what's not. Like, I feel like if it's outside of my lair, it's not on the hoard.
Like, I would say, you know, my personal treasure hoard is, you know, just because I don't have all of my cash on me in my room, it's in my bank account somewhere. That's still my money.
Yeah. All right, well, how would you define it then? How do I hardline define my hoard?
It's just such a difficult... I think the reason that it's a really great idea. And I think the reason that it's rubbing me the wrong way is that there's no way to grow your hoard without being a dickbag somehow. And I don't, like, if I'm a dragon, I don't feel like I want to be a dickbag dragon. I feel like
most dragons are dickbags.
Mischievous dragon.
Right.
At worst, a mischievous dragon.
I was going to say I could be like a Robin Hood dragon, but I really can't because I still have to add to my hoard specifically every day.
Robin Hood was a fox.
Right. Very attractive. I know what you mean. But my point being that, yeah, once it's in my possession, then it's grown on my hoard, and I don't think I can give parts of it away. I will become a monster. Yeah.
Because you could go to that store that Adam Sandler ran in Uncut Gems.
That's right.
Okay, so how about instead of like
every day?
How about instead of me having to just grow it every day, there's a amount I have to have in my hoard that grows every day. So there's, I can build it up and then I can like wait until I'm close to the cap and then go out and build it again.
I'm not sure I understand.
So rather than like every day, at the end of every day, I go, okay, well, that's good. I survived today. Tomorrow I have to get more gold. It's more of like day one, I must have 1 pound of gold. Day two, I must have 2 pounds of gold to survive. And every day the limit just slowly grows. So if I like build up a bunch of hoard, then I'm, yeah, maybe a pound a day.
It's a lot of gold. Or
whatever's in one bar of gold. What is one bar of gold?
That's still really hard to get.
One bar of gold, I feel like it's more than a pound.
Easier to get, but.
Yeah.
Or equivalent, right? Yeah, it doesn't say. I'm trying to look it up. Weight in grams, but that I don't know how to convert that. 31 grams? That seems
a bar
weird.
Of gold?
That seems low.
One ounce.
That definitely gold. Seems low in a bar of gold.
Yeah, this is what TD sells as a bar of gold, which apparently is worth $2,000 for a 1 ounce, very thin bar of gold. That's not a standard bar.
Yeah, it's not like one of those big old bars that James Bond and Oddjob are throwing at each other in Fort Knox.
Yeah.
You know what's sad about your little dragon scenario is that you're always kind of afraid you're about to die. Like it's constantly a 24-hour type of mission to make sure you don't die for the day. And then you go out and do it again.
Sorry, Jackie Paper. Can't hang out today. I have to go fucking get some conflict emeralds.
Yeah.
A pound of them. I have to find a pound of emeralds.
Maybe not. I don't know. We can maybe dial. If we decide to go with this one, we can dial that number.
Uh-huh,
but maybe it's time for us to try to decide which one we think is closest to balanced anyway. So I think we've been in this for a while now.
Yeah, it looks like the thought of the dragon going down to the local branch of TD and
just buying a gold
I
bar.
I need to buy another bar of gold.
I'm good for it. So yeah, of the I'll go over the three we had again.
He's got a tie on.
The three we have again is you have Puff the Magic Dragon. You have a boyhood friend who will outgrow you every 10 years, and then you spend 40 years moping. You are a Dragon Ball dragon who can only be summoned when someone collects all 7 of the Dragon Balls. Otherwise, you have to live in your pocket dimension alone. Mm-hmm. Or you must grow your hoard every day by, we'll figure out some amount. That's fair.
And we'll figure it out. Classic fairy tale dragon.
Which of these do we think is closest to balanced? Or which of these would you just say, no, never, hell no?
What is the advantage of hanging out with this boy for 10 years, I guess? Like, what if we hate him?
What do you mean, what if you hate him? He's your best friend.
So no matter what, he will be my best friend, right? Like, that's a given?
Yeah,
he'll be as cool as a 10-year-old boy can be.
Yeah, he'll bring you strings, sealing wax, and other fancy stuff.
I feel like we said that dragons live for a long time, maybe forever, who knows? But, getting your heart broken every, like, half century sounds really
40 years of moping is a lot of moping.
It's a lot.
Okay, but also, you know, you live by the sea and everybody loves beachfront property.
I that's true. You got me there.
Do we do anything else but mope within those 40 years? Because I'm really caught on that part.
Travel on a boat with a billowed sail.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's mostly moping stuff. Like, I guess you don't have to stay in your lair, but you're definitely in a funk after your boy outgrows you.
You slip into your cave and fall off.
I feel like I'm probably not taking the Puff one.
Is it because, I mean, your name doesn't have to be Puff. It can be whatever you want.
No, I would still have a cooler dragon name for sure.
A cooler dragon name than Puff? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure if that exists.
Let's see. I mean, Maddox is an okay start to a dragon name. So, Mad Drax or something, maybe.
Ooh, actually, that is pretty good.
I saw something online the other day that was like how to figure out what your dragon name is.
Oh, you know,
I think I saw that and it didn't work. It was like your parents
didn't work for you.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. It was like the first two letters from your mom's name, two letters from your. Oh wait, no, this was your Kylo Ren name. Sorry.
Yeah, they're similar enough.
Word games.
Oh, I can't find it. It's all just other like BuzzFeed quizzes and things like that. What's your dragon name?
All right. I would also say I'm probably not doing the Dragon Ball one. That's not a lot of time. I don't trust people to get my Dragon Balls.
Yeah, it takes a long time, but as the series progresses, they collect those bad boys quite quick.
Yeah, at least once a year.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can't use them for
use them for a year. They turn.
Yeah, you can't use them for a year. Yeah. So
you're at least going a year without seeing anybody, and when they do show up, they want something from you immediately.
That's right. I think you would. It's more to hang out with yourself, I guess, within those balls.
Maybe there's other dragons in the pocket dimension, like maybe Shenron and Purunga, like hang out there together.
Ooh. Like it's only other Dragon Ball dragons.
Yeah, other Dragon Ball dragons.
Their roommates.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Would it? There's not really much to talk about. Like, I guess we can discuss work.
Yeah, exactly.
It took them a year to gather my Dragon Balls. You won't believe the shit they wished for this time.
No, it was Krillin again. It's always Krillin.
It's always Krillin.
God damn, get a job.
Yeah. I can see why it's not that appealing. I guess it really comes down to how fun that pocket dimension is.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah.
I mean, if you're you're all wish dragons, like you can make whatever you want in there. You can do like a inflatable pool filled mm-hmm. with Baileys.
All right.
Yeah.
Bunch of Mortal Kombat arcade cabinets, many as you want.
That's cool. Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll pitch it. Let's pitch it, guys. So this is yours, Tongue. Let's ask you first. So as we've described it, you get to be a dragon.
Uh-huh.
But other than the other wish dragons, you only get to come out of your pocket dimension when someone collects all 7 Dragon Balls. Do you take this wish?
Yes, I do.
You prefer that to your current life right now.
I didn't know that was part of it. I didn't know that was part of it.
You're saying this wish is offered to you by a genie. You can keep your life as is, or you can take that.
Ooh, and I can't call anyone within the pocket dimension, nope. I guess, right?
Only other wish dragons.
Shit, this is really...
From other planets.
This is getting tough. But getting to become a dragon is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I think I gotta take it.
Okay. I'll say I'm a hard no on this one. Paul, where are you sitting? Is this a struggle for you?
You know, a little bit. I wouldn't say my life's that great.
But would it be better?
That's if the you most could, depressing would it, response to that.
Paul, would it be better it be if better? You get to grant any wish you want within this pocket dimension?
Yeah, would it be better if I was stuck inside the Dragon Balls?
Yeah.
You could only hang out with other wish dragons from other planets.
Other wish dragons.
But think about all the movies you can see in advance because you have the power to do that.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I could just wait to see them now. It's fine. I don't think I would.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, we can go with that one if we can't find one that's closer to, but I feel like that one we're pretty harsh against.
Okay.
And you're the only one who's on there. Tom,
hey, listen. So.
I wouldn't say that I'm harsh against it.
Yeah, okay.
I could be biased because I like Dragon Ball so much.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that part of myself, but like,
you're excited to meet Goku.
Man, Goku would be so cool to meet, but he's also an idiot. So I would probably be really frustrated the third time I meet him. Be like, again? God,
all right, let's see
your
how close we are.
Do you
want to
resurrect this time?
I feel like we're kind of all close on these ones, so I got to feel how close we are. Okay. Let's say we're doing Paul's Puff the Magic Dragon. 10 years on, 40 years off, hanging out with kids, feeling mopey. Paul, would you take it?
I mean, I don't like hanging out with kids, so
no.
Okay. You're the one who pitched this one.
I know.
Yeah, but it was like...
That's like the thing. That's the positive thing about this wish.
I'm trying to pitch that, you know, something that half of people will take. And
yeah, I know a lot of people do like kids.
Some people do like kids.
Okay.
And also like being, you know, getting their asses kissed by royalty, not kicked. I mean, that's something that happens to lots of dragons as princes come and fight them.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess I really failed to understand that we wanted a wish to appeal to most people in the world. I was really thinking me here.
You was very, 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 very much pandered to yourself. Yeah.
Oh, as I always am. But
and you succeeded for sure.
But regardless, I don't mind kids. I actually kind of, I like kids, but the 40 years of mopiness does not seem worth it to me. So that's a hard no for me.
Well, I think that's excessive.
Yeah, we can cut it down from 40 and basically find that magic number.
I don't know, because like
what if it's 10 on 10 off? I feel like that would still be fair. So you get to hang out with a kid, a special childhood friend, 10 years. They'll outgrow you. You'll not see for them again for 10 years. And then a new kid will show up about 10 years later. Mm. So you've spent about half your time with a cool childhood friend being a dragon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the lands of Autumn Lee.
Autumn Lee.
This Puff the Magic Dragon. What kind of dragon things can I do?
All the dragon things. All the same things we said before.
You can ride a boat. You can frolic in the mist.
I mean, when the kid, I wouldn't go around laying blazes of fire and fighting knights with the kid around, because that might be a little horrific.
You can outlive but little boys.
You can still do it. You can still breathe fire and slash down forests and all that stuff.
Right.
Just might be mean to do it in front of the kid.
Yeah, but he's bound to be my best friend regardless of what I do within those 10 years, right? Yeah. So
if he goes to bed early.
That's true.
Also, during the 10 years where there is no little kid, you can smoke as much pot as you want.
Okay.
I'm on the fence with this one, because maybe a childhood sidekick would make me feel cool.
Really?
Like, you know, Batman has a young child ward. I'm Dragon Batman. I have a child ward. I do cool stuff.
Is that's what you think?
That's how I'm going to do this I take this.
Is that you're going to force this kid into
to fight crime with me? Yes.
You're going to be like a crime-fighting dragon?
Yes.
That's not what Puff does.
That's what I'll do.
That's what Maddox would do.
I don't have to be Puff.
Puff doesn't fight crime.
All right. Well, okay. So Paul's a no. I'm a maybe. What are you on the Puff one there, Tung? We got to wrap this up soon.
My one question is when I'm on my 10-year sadness bender, can I smoke as much pot, drink as much as I want, and like do as many drugs as I want, and I'd be okay?
I mean, you'll still be a little bit sad, but yeah, you can do those things still.
It'd be like a 10-year bender and
yeah.
Okay. I'm a maybe on this.
And what if, so assume we can adjust the dial to something that's kind of fair, but grow your hoard. I'm definitely fine with growing my hoard. I don't mind going out and getting gold from the rich every day.
For me, the thing that turns me off this one is, there's no way to be consistently growing your hoard, even just that small amount every day, without being like a jerk somehow.
Okay.
And I want to be a nice dragon, so.
What do you say, Dung?
I think it's a cool idea. I just really, this idea that I have to keep doing a thing every day to stay alive is like, it's stressful. It's anxiety inducing.
It's what I do now when I go to work.
Okay.
But it's like on a tighter clock, right? Because if you don't grow your hoard, like what if you sleep for 25 hours because you're a dragon?
Right.
You had a big night out. Now you're going to die. And that's scary to me. And I also, like, as a modern dragon, as someone who wants to be a modern dragon, the idea of like gold treasure doesn't appeal to me. But if it was like comic books, first editions,
he's got a hoard full of iPhones that you stole off people. I get it. You want to be modern. Pops. I get it. You're trendy.
That kind of stuff. Then sure. That seems fun.
A dragon with a hoard full of rare Funko Pops. comic cons around the world.
I feel like all the knights who came to slay that dragon would turn around and be like, no, it's not.
I don't want it.
There's no glory in this. Nah. All right. I think, you know what? I think we're going with Puff then. I think Puff is the closest to balance.
If I had to order them.
I kind of like the idea of being a Funko Pop dragon. Yeah.
Honestly,
is there like a princess here for me to save? No, women won't talk to me.
If I had to choose, I'd choose yours then, Maddox. Like, I'm coming around on it.
You come around. So as long as it's not strictly wealth, it's just grow a hoard of something?
I would get to deem what treasure is, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So a loose definition of treasure, but you must grow your treasure hoard every day.
That's fine. Yeah.
How about you, Paul? Are you still... Yes, no. What are you on that?
Yeah, I'm still a no.
Okay. You know what? Let's go with that one then. We'll keep the loose definition of treasure. But you get to be a dragon.
Yeah. I'll say for my part, I think it is the best pitch for sure.
Okay. Puff was close. I almost went with Puff. I was real close there, Paul.
It was sorry, Shenron. RIP. I'm sorry. I did my best. Did my best.
But yes, we're going to throw this out to the audience then. So you get to be a dragon with whatever flame and size you want. But you must grow your treasure hoard, whatever your treasure means to you, every day, or you will die. Tongue and I are willing to take this wish. Paul is not, but what about you? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod. Email breakawishpod@gmail.com. Join the Break a Wish discussion group on Facebook. And you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Tong La, he's the founder of the Pod Cavern Comedy Podcast Network, which you can find at www.podcavern.com. For more Paul JP, you can check out his podcast on the Pod Cavern Network, The Pen is Mightier, an erotica and fan fiction competition podcast that's very funny. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.